Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the final hour of the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob Parker, Alan Lee, instead of Chris Broussard, who's on vacation. Fox Sports Radio has teamed up with TireRack.com to give away a set of 4 brand new tires valued at up to $1,500 every 2 weeks this summer. That's right, 3 lucky listeners will receive a set of 4 tires plus installation, taxes, fees, valued up to $1,500. It's the Summer of Tire Rack Sweepstakes. That's what it is. Enter daily at foxsportsradio.com to increase your chances to win. Yes, you can register to win every single day to improve your chances. A winner will be selected every 2 weeks between now and August 27th. For a set of 4 brand new tires to enter and get rules, visit foxsportsradio.com, sponsored by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Final hour of the program. Great to have David Justice, right? We did a little of that, a little trash talking, all of that. And now, Alan, we're going to do a little football. Let's talk a little football. And there are stories out there. Rob G, was this reported, or where did we get the source? I can't remember.
Yeah, this was Patriots insider Tom Curran appearing on the Rich Eisen show earlier this week.
And tell him everybody what he said. You could just set it up.
Sure. He was asked about the Patriots, obviously, and expectations heading into this upcoming season. And Tom Curran told Rich Eisen that Bill Belichick is coaching for his job heading into the upcoming season, saying, quote, "You talk about avoiding the hot seat, Rich. He," then Bill Belichick, "is on the hot seat. And he's been there at different levels of warmth since 2019.
I'm going to say one thing and one thing only.
No. I behold you to one thing only then. Go ahead.
No way, no how is Bill Belichick on the hot seat. That's a nice storyline. And, I mean, I'm not saying he's going to coach forever, Alan. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a time when he'll step down or whatever it is. They're not firing Bill Belichick. I don't believe that. And here's the other thing. Since 2019, since Tom Brady left, the Patriots are a combined 25-25. One playoff appearance and 0 playoff wins. Mm-hmm. They're 500. I'm not saying that this is going back to when they were winning championships and cheating and all that.
Right.
But 500, you know how many franchises would take 500? I get it. It's not what they're used to. But to say he's on the hot seat with what's been going on, with the players that they've had, a new quarterback, some injuries that they've had. At one point, you know, they weren't spending any money, and then they went out last year and spent some money finally. But I just think that Bill Belichick will never be fired by the Patriots.
Yeah, that's a tough conversation for Robert Kraft to have, I believe. But, you know, when you have an association with somebody for that long,
and you've won so much with somebody,
you're probably close friends at this point in time too. You know, one can walk in the other's office without anything going on. That's a tough conversation to have. But I will also say, though, that everything has a shelf life, in the sense that, you know, at some point in time, either you're smart enough to get out of the game before everything starts to go downhill, or at some other point in time, you start to lose, players stop listening to what you're saying, or the game has changed and passed you by a little bit. So that's another possibility that at some point, I said, let's face it, it's going to come a day when he's not going to be head coach.
But they had Cam Newton, they tried, right? And Cam Newton, obviously, he's not out of the league, so that didn't work. He gave it a shot.
Right.
And Mac Jones, I mean, he's still up for debate, wouldn't you say that? Whether or not he's going to be a good quarterback or stick as a starter.
Like most quarterbacks in the league, I think you have to give him the opportunity to, let's see what happens when we surround him with able players, guys who can make plays. You know, even Tom Brady, when he was there, you know, they had to bring in some guys that, okay, let's give Tom a deep threat. Let's bring in this superstar for Tom to throw the ball to. You know, everybody needs a little help in this league to make it. And I think that you owe the quarterback, let's see what happens when we give him some talent around him.
And Bill Belichick, I'm not saying, are people in New England happy? No, they're not.
Yeah.
And you can't live in the past. I'm not one of those guys. If that record wasn't 25-25 and it was 5-45, then Bill Belichick's got to go. And it's not a conversation that we have to have. You got to go. Things have changed. You can't reach people. They're not listening to you.
Right.
You're 500. You've had spotty quarterback play. And I think that at that point, when you have that conversation, it's about Bill Belichick resigning and parting ways. But it ain't. You're not going to go in and say, get out of here, you bum. You know, this was all about Tom Brady, and that's the reason we won.
Right.
You can sit here all you want, and Chris isn't here, thank God, to give you this narrative that Tom Brady's the only reason why Bill Belichick has won. And it's false, and I've told Chris this to his face. It's a false narrative. Whoa, Brady went to Tampa Bay and won a Super Bowl, and Bill Belichick struggles. Dude, go look at some of those Super Bowls. And what is Bill Belichick known for? Defense.
Yeah.
When they beat the Rams for their last Super Bowl, they held the Rams that had averaging 35 points a game to a field goal, Allen. You remember that?
Yep.
Tom Brady threw no touchdowns and one pick in that game.
Yeah.
They even gave the MVP to Wes Welker. Or was it – who am I thinking of? Was it Wes Welker?
Edelman.
Julian Edelman. And he didn't even have a touchdown in the game. That's how, you know, but they couldn't give it to the defense as a whole, so they gave it to him.
Right.
When they beat everybody talks about the comeback against Atlanta. They held Atlanta scoreless for more than the whole second half.
Right. And Brady doesn't win some of those championships without Gronk.
Yes. And all I'm saying is, to act like the defense, which Bill Belichick is famous for, didn't have a factor in them winning some of those Super Bowls where they shut teams out in the second half, Allen. They kept teams scoreless in the fourth quarter of these games. That's how you win. If Atlanta had one field goal in that game, they win that Super Bowl. Forget about what Tom Brady, one field goal.
Yeah, and it's the reverse. What we were talking about earlier with the Lions is why the Lions are favored to win that division. It's because everybody else in that division now is not as good as they used to be either. And now you got a situation for Belichick. The Dolphins are better. The Bills are better.
The Jets are better.
You know, it's a tougher situation for him now.
But you just said this. I'm glad you brought up the Lions, and this is for context. You ready? The Patriots are the Lions, who everyone is picking to win an NFC since 2019, the same exact time. Mm-hmm. They're 17-32-1, but everybody's ballyhooing about where they are. Right. And the Patriots are 25-25, and they're terrible.
Right.
Think about that.
Right. You know, that whole level of expectation. You mention a name, and automatically you start to attach expectations with it, and you think, oh, well, they aren't as great as they used to be. Look at that name. It's Belichick. Well, they should be winning the division every year. Things change.
Can I give you another one?
No same players anymore.
Greg Popovich down in San Antonio, who got Wimby, right? Oh, they got the pick?
Yeah.
Okay. Greg Popovich just got a new 5-year contract.
Right.
He's but can I give you
the last couple of years?
Thank you. Since 2019, you ready? Pop has a record of 121-186, a .394 winning percentage, not even 40%.
Yeah.
And yet, he just got rewarded with a new 5-year contract. Where's Pop without Kawhi? This is since Kawhi's gone.
Exactly.
So this is the thing that people are talking. Are you telling me Pop's no good? So when you sit here and tell me Pop wasn't on the hot seat, Bill Belichick is not on the hot seat. I don't believe for 1 second.
I think Robert Kraft is looking at Belichick and he goes, when you come to me and you tell me you're done,
then we'll move
it.
On.
Right, we'll move on.
Right? That's what I really believe will happen. I don't believe it's going to be Bill Belichick fired. This is not Jerry Jones buying the Cowboys, and he fired Tom Landry. You remember how earth-shattering that was?
Crazy.
That was different, though. He bought it. He's going to bring in his guy. He owns the baby now, right?
Right.
This is Bill Belichick who's won with this guy. Bill Belichick who's won with Robert Kraft.
Right.
And ebbs and flows, and you're not going to win every year. They're 25-25. They're not where they want to be. But I'm not going to sit here and act like, oh, well, Bill Belichick can't coach anymore. It's because of Tom Brady. I just think that is lazy and too easy to just look at things like that.
Yeah, Bill Belichick has forgotten more football than most coaches know. So, yeah, he's still a great evaluator of talent. Still gets the most out of guys you don't expect to come to the forefront. So, yeah, I think that's a – I just don't see that happening at all.
No doubt. Rob G., you want to chime in?
Sure. I got a question for you. Now, obviously, 25-25 may not be the Patriots standard, but coming from a Raider fan and a couple of guys who worked in Detroit, I think we would give our left arm to have a 500 season for three years. My question to you, though, is this. It was reported earlier this offseason by NBC Sports and a few other outlets that there's tension between Bill Belichick and Mac Jones. He was yo-yoed in that starting lineup last season. And then since that report has come out, Robert Kraft has gone on record as saying that Mac Jones is his guy. Do you think this has more to do with Robert Kraft siding with Mac Jones over his curmudgeon of a head coach?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. But once again, for Robert Kraft, I mean, you could say that as just giving him some encouragement. And you know what I mean? But Robert Kraft knows more about what's going on the field than Bill Belichick and the quarterback. You remember the game a couple years ago they won against Buffalo where he threw three passes? You remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, Mac Jones. I think I'd rather have a Big Mac at this point.
But even in that sense, scenario, Rob G., I think that what Belichick has to say, okay, if this is your guy, this is your guy. And I want you to understand that the direction we take from here on, this is the guy you want me to have as your quarterback.
Right, because I'm telling you the guy can't play. Right.
In Belichick's defense, he's going to say, you know what, if Belichick really can't swallow it or doesn't like it, then he's going to have like everybody has. You can leave. If you want to retire now or you want to call it quits here in New England, go right ahead. But I don't even think that Robert Kraft would die on that sword to go, okay, I'm going to let one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Oh, for a guy named Mac Jones, right. Who really, I mean, I'm with you.
Well, I think you'll find some common ground. Let's let the guy play and let's, again, work it out.
No doubt. All right, we want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And do you believe Bill Belichick is on the hot seat heading into this season? It's been a rough ride, 500, we get it. We'll continue this conversation with you next. It is The Odd Couple, Alan Lee, in for Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For possibly the Patriot Way, America?
Wow.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! It is The Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob Parker, Alan Lee. Our telephone number 877-99 on Fox. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Irish Spring. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset you need to own the day. No doubt, Irish Spring. When the spring hits, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. Who is that, Toto?
Yes, well done. Yeah,
you know, right? They don't make music like that anymore.
No, Rosanna.
They don't make music like that. They don't make good rock anymore like
that. That's some pretty good
stuff. How do you not start a show called Rosanna and use that theme?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Could have been right, Rosanna.
Would have been great.
Well, it was Roseanne, but
no,
that was another
that.
One. No, not that one.
I want Rosanna.
Rosanna. That would have been good. All right, 877-99-0-FOX. We're talking about the Patriots and Bill Belichick. Story out of Boston that he's on the hot seat. You know, they're 25-25 since 2019 without Tom Brady. One playoff appearance, no playoff wins, and the Rome is burning. You know, that everything is coming down. I'm not buying that he's on the hot seat. I just saw Greg Popovich with a terrible winning percentage, not even 500, since 2019 when Kawhi left, and he just got a new five-year deal because he got Wimby.
Right.
He got Gumby, Wimby.
Reputation of coaching foreign players. You know, Pop's going to make him a superstar.
Yep, and they gave him a five-year deal, so I'm not so sure. Bill Belichick won't coach forever there in New England, but I don't think he's getting fired. What do you think? 877-99-0-FOX.
All right, well, let's get an opinion from Andre from Massachusetts. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Andre, what do you think?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. I think Bill Belichick's seat is heating up, and it's going to be a hot seat for the majority of the 2023 season. Here's the reason why. It's not just that we've missed the playoffs last year. This is the fourth most talented team in the AFC East. AFC East is over. The AFC East is one of the more challenging divisions in all of professional football, and here's a team that couldn't even sign DeAndre Hopkins. You gave DeVante Parker a three-year deal. DeVante Parker, as I understand it, is last in the NFL in separation. So Bill Belichick is continuing to double down on system and culture. That's, by the way, why he's clashing with Mac Jones, based on the fact, listen, Bill Belichick, I'm coming from New Jersey. I'm born in New Jersey. So I got all the respect in the world based on what he did with Parcells and those championship years. You're going for Shula's record. How do you waste an entire season with Matt Patricia as your doggone offensive coordinator? And everybody here in the Commonwealth, Albert Breer on down the line, knew it wasn't working from the start. The reports in training camp last year were this is not working, and it was an absolute train disaster from the beginning. So that's why Mac Jones is pissed off. And it's not even about here's my point. Bill, you're trying to get to Shula's record. You wasted an entire season with a cockamamie experiment. A my way or the highway experiment. Here's back to the overall
point. Okay, so hold on, Andre. Hold on. I hear you. And you make a couple good points. So you're telling me that the Patriots are going to fire Bill Belichick. Is that the story we're going to get?
They're going to ease him out the door after this season if they finish last in the division, which it looks like they're going to do because they're the least talented team. We needed DeAndre Hopkins. We need some weapons. Now we have Bill O'Brien, who's a real offensive coordinator, so we're going to get better because you can't get any worse, but the division has gotten better around us, and he's gone head-to-head. Here's my final point. They beat Buffalo in that Monday Night Football game. You know, they ran the ball
passed three times, yep.
And then what happened in the rematch? Buffalo scored on every single doggone offensive possession. Okay, he's getting outmaneuvered by more talented, more innovative coaches.
All right, so let me ask you. Hold on, Andre. Headline will be Bill Belichick fired by the Patriots. Is that what it's going to say?
The headline will be Bill Belichick takes another opportunity. So he's going to stay in the game. He's a football lifer. But Robert Kraft is slowly taking power away. The GM role might be next. And then it's just going to get to the point where Bill Belichick's like, I'm out. Okay? I can't. He has to have all the control.
All right. I'm just saying he's not going to get fired by the Patriots. That won't be the headline. They're part ways. Right. They have philosophy issues. But they will not. The coach that won you six Super Bowls, I just don't see it. Yeah. There's a way, you know what I mean, Alan. It's time to move on for everybody.
Like I said, you know, there's a situation where there are a couple of scenarios where it's time for you to go. Either the game has passed you by,
yep,
or you no longer feel you can win somewhere, or guys stop listening to you.
But I just that this whole as Greg Popovich, who everybody loved, he won five championships, right? Down there with the Spurs. I didn't hear anybody calling for his job since Kawhi left,
right?
A 394 winning percentage?
Right. I thought that, you know, all of a sudden, in every scenario like that, you're going to tell me that so-and-so just all of a sudden stopped knowing how to coach? You know, that's not the case. There's something else going on.
And I get that. The Matt Patricia thing was dumb, but guys who are quote-unquote geniuses, they do believe, they do try stuff. I'm going to show you, and I'm going to do this, and they're not traditional. And that's what you got when you were winning and he did stuff. And the Matt Patricia in that job, that was dumb.
Yeah.
It was just dumb.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to change the whole way that you look at now, athletically.
Now, if he had Matt Patricia again this year, then you could fire him.
Yeah.
If he, like, you look at the results and you refuse to change, but he changed. He got rid of him, right?
Right. You know, baseball has to change, too. The way that, you know, the new rules are forcing teams like the Reds and the Pirates earlier this season, they're doing well. Because the Diamondbacks, it's because the rules have changed.
Yeah.
They're running you out of, you know, they're running themselves in the games if they're staying in the game. So things have changed. And now the second half of the season in baseball, what's interesting about it is that you're seeing if some of these traditional teams are hanging on or are rising to the top because the talent is there.
And now all of a sudden, like the Reds, we're all of a sudden struggling, right? In the second half of the season. All right. Coming up next, we got Trolling or Rolling. That is next. With a little Rob G action on that. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Rob Parker and Alan Lee in for the vacation and Chris Broussard. Tomorrow, Andy Furman, the Cincinnati legend, will be sitting in Alan's seat and co-hosting tomorrow, David Justice. On Thursday, and TJ Houshmandzadeh on Friday. So a potpourri of people filling in this week for Chris Broussard. But you know what time it is, Alan? It is time for Trolling or Rolling.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It is Trolling and Rolling. I am not Martin Weiss. Something came up very last minute, so I'm coming off the bench like Jamal Crawford.
All right.
Trying to get something done. I was going to say Tom Brady, but we don't like Tom Brady.
No. Come on. We don't have to say
haters.
In any event, I got several stories you guys are going to discuss. If it's the first time hearing this segment, if they like the story, they get the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
If they don't like it, you're going to get the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Pretty
hey,
straightforward. Hey. So let's get to it. Guys, Bruce Brown won a championship with the Denver Nuggets this past season. Now he's with the Indiana Pacers. Was on a podcast earlier this week, and he was asked about their run to the Larry O'Brien Trophy. And he said during the interview that the Minnesota Timberwolves were their toughest series that they had, including, again, they beat Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker, LeBron, AD, and the Lakers, and the heat culture in Miami in the finals. So, Rob, trolling or rolling Bruce Brown when he says that the Minnesota Timberwolves were their toughest series in these playoffs?
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I can only go by what he's saying. If he feels that they were the toughest, yeah, I got to agree with
him. Well, I'm going to roll with it, and I'm going to say that I know we look at some of the other players. Miami, remember, they weren't that great. They couldn't score. The Lakers got swept, so that was easy. Maybe it's a matchup thing, right?
Right.
With Cat and stuff like that. So are you rolling?
I'm rolling with it because certain teams play it differently. So, hey, I can see that. I'm rolling with it.
I mean, yeah. I know people will say, well, you got AD and LeBron, but they swept them.
Right.
Right? So maybe on paper to other people, but when you talk about real matchups in games, what'd that series go? Six games, didn't it?
Went five.
Oh, five. So it was even less than I thought. But,
you know, some matchups, you know, you just feel like I can't stop this guy for some reason or this guy's tough for me to guard. You know, it just happens. There's no reason why sometimes. It just happens.
Rob G doesn't want to hit it. He hates that his Lakers weren't the top.
No, it's just it doesn't make sense to me because, you know, Phoenix is the only team that pushed you to six. And so that should be them. And if it's not, the Lakers, I think, lost their four games by less than 20 points.
They lost.
They did lose.
They lost all four.
In what world is the Minnesota Timberwolves? Like, that seems like he's trolling, it sounds like to me.
This might be like matchups. All right.
All right, here we go. Story number two. Speaking of podcasts, everybody likes talking reckless in these podcasts. Chicago Bears quarterback.
No pushback. No
journalists
sitting there. You know.
Okay. Was asked to name his top five running quarterbacks in NFL history. And in no particular order, he said Michael Vick, Cam Newton, Lamar Jackson, Steve Young, and himself, Justin Fields. Rob Parker, trolling or rolling that Justin Fields is already a top five running quarterback in NFL history?
I'm trolling that.
Oh, man. Hey.
He's barely had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll in the NFL. Really? You're top five? I mean, come on. Where's the pushback? Did somebody throw up their donut and coffee when he said that and say to him, dude, how are you top five? You just got here. You haven't done anything in the league to warrant that. You might be a good runner, and you could be eventually, Allen.
Right.
But to say you're in the top five, how many years has he played? Two?
Yeah.
Right? Two years?
2 years.
Are you kidding? You're top five in 2 years, and you haven't won anything and won any games? Come on, stop it.
Yeah, I'm trolling that one, too.
There's a guy in
the history books that I grew up watching, Fran Tarkenton.
Thank you, scrambling with the dexterity of a lizard.
Right, but
Fran,
you know, Tarkenton. He probably doesn't know that history either.
He doesn't. These guys don't know what happened last week.
Right.
You got to know your history. Everything that happened yesterday is not the best thing in the world. I don't want to sound like the old man, get off my lawn guy. I don't.
Right. Just because you come into the league and throw a couple touchdowns, you're not Johnny Unitas.
Ridiculous.
Well, he's not even talking about throwing. He's talking about running.
Right. But so, you know, yeah. Rob G, come on. Did he rush for 1,000 yards? What, I mean, 2,000 yards?
He's great running the football. I'm not saying that he's not, but to automatically put yourself in the top five.
And anyway, anytime that you have to put yourself – is a problem anyway.
Right.
I would say, most people when they ask that question say, eliminating yourself so you don't sound ridiculous, right?
I'd get better at running a mile every day if I had to.
Man.
In Chicago, he has to.
Rob Parker, who are, you're objective in that question. Who are the top five radio hosts at Fox Sports Radio?
Ooh.
We only have three, so we have two empty spots.
All right, it is Trolling and Rolling here on the iCouple. Allen Lee sitting in with Rob Parker. Next story.
You like that, huh? Was that a good answer?
That was good. Okay. I don't know if you guys know this, but that quarterback show on Netflix is a huge hit. And it's produced several viral moments since it's been available for streaming. Most recently, courtesy of Patrick Mahomes, who is getting a lot of praise on social media for being caught in a hot mic telling Jalen Hurts before the Super Bowl that he made the astute decision to book an Airbnb for his family near the team hotel 3 months before the Super Bowl. I guess an expectation that they would be there. Allen, trolling or rolling that Mahomes deserves some credit for putting his money where his mouth is as it relates to booking this Airbnb?
I'm rolling. You can always cancel.
They see me rolling.
I mean, you know, why not look ahead and be positive and already make sure? That's one less thing that you have to worry about on your road to the Super Bowl, what my family's going to do and what accommodates. So if I'm taking care of that way ahead of time, that's already off my mind.
Yeah, didn't reinvent the wheel. Baseball writers, you know what we used to do years ago? You would book all the potential cities for rooms in case the World Series was there, just in case, and you cancel as teams get knocked out. So this is a common thing that you just don't want to be shut out in the city, so you just automatically, you know the Super Bowl is going to be there. And remember, Chris Broussard didn't even pick him. Remember to get to the Super Bowl,
I bet you've tried to get a room right now for March Madness.
Right.
The championship, the rates are crazy and going to be – probably
matter of fact, at the All-Star game up in Seattle, guess when I booked the rooms for MLB Bro? Last February.
Yeah.
Like if you want to get rooms, you got to plan ahead. So it's
1,000%. Because, Rob, I told you earlier this week that I already booked my room for your Vegas birthday next year, right?
Is that right?
And so just because I was curious, because the Super Bowl is a couple of weeks after, I looked it up, and people were already booking up places in Vegas for the Super Bowl.
For the Super Bowl, there's no doubt about it. You want to have a room, and then if your team gets there,
and you want to pay an arm and a leg when it gets closer, so you do it early. Free cancellation is your friend. We got time for one more because we were very
quick
on time.
Rob G, you know, I'm Alex, did he book his room yet in Vegas? You got to get your room, Alex.
I have not.
You got to be there.
I'm waiting for our guy over at MGM.
Listen.
No, we got a deal on the room.
That's right.
Every time I come here, Alex looking more and more like Thor. So Alex
don't
have to worry about a room.
Here we
Alex doesn't have to worry about a room. He just shows up.
I'll find a spot to sleep for the night. Yeah, I think I'll be okay.
You'll be all right?
Oh, I have no doubt.
Expecting to see Alex on the Model and the Price is Right next.
All right, last one very quickly because we got extra time for a bonus one on Trolling or Rolling. As you guys mentioned earlier in the show, it was a bad day for NFL running backs yesterday. Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard all left without long-term deals before the deadline. And according to Pro Football Talk, a group of veteran running backs have organized a group text chain during which they have been going back and forth about brainstorming strategies so that they can ensure that the position gets paid moving forward. And their plan of attack on Monday was to go on Twitter and complain about the current situation of the running back. Rob Parker, trolling or rolling that this social media attack by guys like Derrick Henry and so on is going to be enough to change the way NFL teams view the position?
Trolling, come on, are you kidding me?
Oh, man, hey.
How about those guys walk out and not play and demand and don't get any yards in a big play or game and let them know how important the running backs are?
Yeah, you trolling, because it's possibly most owners probably aren't listening to social media anyway.
It ain't going
to
be Twitter that gets anything
right.
changed.
They're looking at their bottom line and they're going, you know what, let me know when you're not showing up for camp.
No doubt. All right, Rob G., thank you. Appreciate it. All right, the Odd Couple, will wrap this bad boy up. Right here on Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Alan Lee, in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay.
For a possible early roast of Rob Parker in the US of A?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Down the line it goes. Gone, a two-run homer. What a night for Naylor. Two home runs. And Cleveland continues to maul the Pirates.
That That is courtesy of the Cleveland Guardians Radio Network. That's Tom Hamilton, who's one of the best baseball announcers. He's been a longtime voice of the Indians. That is the progressive of the Guardians, I should say, progressive player today. Progressive is making things even easier. They will help you bundle your home and car insurance together so that you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And, you know, we do have some sound. We're going to wrap up the show talking about the Harden-Embiid situation in Philadelphia. And we have Daryl Morey, the general manager, who's on Anthony Gargano's Philadelphia radio show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The reality is, if we do look at a trade, if we don't get, you know, either a very good player or something that we can turn into a very good player, then we're just not going to do it.
And rightfully so. You're not going to give away, you know, James Harden, that's nice. You want to go on? We gave you all this money. These guys kill me. Same thing, Damian Lillard, all of them. I'm not giving anybody away. If you're Daryl Morey and you do that, that's your butt. That's your job, Alan. You just can't accommodate every time somebody wants to walk out.
I'm not happy here. We're not winning here. I want to get out. You know, then you should have signed the contract in the first
place. Right. Why did he opt out of the contract? He opted in because he couldn't get any more money.
Right. Yeah. And for the Sixers, it's also another. You got rid of Doc Rivers now. So now you're trying to say it was Doc Rivers was the problem.
Well, Doc was part of the problem. I'm just saying. Not entirely, but part of the problem.
Here's my ultimate question, and I'm going to ask you this. You're the 76ers. Are you going to win a championship with James Harden?
Yeah, but it's not that. It's that you got to get something for him.
I don't understand
You can't let him just walk.
Where are you heading with him on the team and Embiid? Where are you heading? You losing
home dinner, maybe a show?
You're either losing to the Celtics or somebody else.
But they had them down last year. Let's not be crazy. The game five, they had them down.
So either you have to figure out a way to put other pieces on that team that work to make it work. And whatever you have to do to get to that point, either spend money or make some trades – somehow, some way, and maybe Harden has to start realizing he has to have a reduced role in the everyday minutes that go on because, you know, he's not a good defender and his offensive skills aren't what he once was. He can still score, but he's not the same player that he once was. So, you know, you have to come to the realization that we're not going to win a championship with this lineup and the roster constructed the way it is.
I get that. But I'm just saying you can't just accommodate him and give him away is the only thing I'm saying. Right. And what Daryl Morey said is right.
Right.
Like we can try to work out a deal, but we're not just going to give you away because you're unhappy and put us in a trick bag.
Right. Suck it up. You're getting paid a lot of money.
That's the guy that he brought to Philadelphia, and he made all these maneuvers. If you're Daryl Morey, you got to feel betrayed, don't you?
A little bit. But where's the leadership on that team? Is Embiid the leader? I mean, at some point, to me also, somebody's got to get a little upset and say, look, we need to play better. Quit the griping. Let's play hard. Let's get this done. Do the Sixers really have a leader? Is Embiid a leader?
Good question. He might not be that guy.
Because I don't think Harden is. He's not that guy.
I'm with you. I don't think that anything big is going to happen. They're going to win anything. But if you're Philadelphia, you got to sell to your fans. You just can't give up a player and then say, now what? We gave away stuff to get Harden, right, to the Nets. And now we just dumped Harden and got nothing.
Right.
At some point, that comes back to the general manager.
Right.
The owner's going to say, what is this?
Right, because I love how Houston was like, well, we're not interested in Harden at this point in time. It's just not a good fit anymore. So that negated that possibility.
Well, I think that was floated by his people to try to drum up some interest from other people, and then Harden has to opt back in. Now, that's the crazy part, and then say, opt in, and then say, I want to be traded out of here.
Yeah.
Like, if you really believed in your talents or whatever, you wanted to go somewhere, why didn't you just become a free agent?
Right. You can go where you want to go. You pick your team then.
Same thing. Kyrie, what are you going to do? You're not going anywhere. You can't get a deal.
Right. And we're not going to just send you to the Lakers for the sake of because you want to go play for the Lakers.
It's crazy where we are with this in the NBA. It turns fans off. Like, if you're a fan and you buy tickets, And then one day you buy a Harden Philadelphia jersey, and then the next year or so he doesn't want to be there.
Right.
How many times are you going to keep doing that to people?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a disservice to fans. But you know, that's the nature of the game.
It just seems like it's...
gone are those days where, guys stay with the club for
the entire
career.
I understand you can move on free agency, but you just can't... James Harden is just three teams now. Right. Like, you can't keep going... And every time something's not exactly the way you want it, you got to fight through things, Alan, once in a while.
Exactly.
That's what makes it rewarding when you do win, is that it wasn't a piece of cake. People always talk about Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan, he went 6-7 years without winning and getting his butt, in Detroit, getting his butt beat.
Yep.
And then when you break through, when you start to win, you've accomplished something.
You've accomplished something. You can look back on that and go, we did this. We mentally got tougher. And he said he had to bulk up. Playing against, he goes, the Pistons taught him the one thing was that he had to get stronger,
right,
and to withstand that abuse.
And he also had to make jump shots,
right?
Because you can't just go in there and think you're going to dunk and all that and not feel the Pistons. Right. I mean,
and Scottie Pippen had to get rid of his migraines.
That's right. I covered that game.
Yeah,
well, I was there with the ice pack on his head. That was a classic moment. I thought back then. I thought, will he ever overcome this? Seriously, game seven, and you're on the bench with an ice pack in a big game. So, Alan Lee, always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for filling in.
It goes by so quickly.
My goodness. That means we did a good job, and we have fun. Thanks, everybody. Tomorrow, we got Andy Furman. Right, everybody? Thank you, guys. And coming up next, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. And those guys, make sure you tune in for the next 4 hours for riveting sports talk radio. It is the Odd Couple. We'll see you tomorrow. Andy Furman will be here.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.